Let's go to the top of the hill.
And here she comes, and the valley roars. Cometh the hour, cometh the legend. Greatness, Weeks has done it.
Jungle Edge is going well. It's a muddy marble.
Found the clear kick. Found the clear spot for Australia. They're on top of the world.
I'm on top of the world. I'm on top of the world.
With the voice of Victorian racing, Matt Hill.
I love to catch up with Matty Hill, the voice of Victorian racing, the star of racing.com, each and every Tuesday. Matthew, how are you?
I'm well, Michael. Gee, we're getting to exciting times, aren't we, after the weekend. I must confess, I left Caulfield quite pumped up after Russian Camelot took out the Underwood. We're getting into some exciting times, and who would have thought that we're only weeks away from the great races like the Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate and Melbourne Cup. Exciting times.
Are you a true believer, Russian Camelot? He's as good as the hype?
Oh, yeah. Am I what? I was a fan of his when he was romping in at Pakenham. In fact, it was love at first sight, really. The first time I laid eyes on him was in the mounting yard last year on Oaks Day when he was walking around before the 1800-metre race, which has become a bit of a race for Danny O'Brien to propel his Melbourne Cup chances in. Of course, that was the race bound to Clare. Performed so well in the year before taking out the cup. So, yeah, I've followed him all the way through. He's been a bit of a rogue, hasn't he, in the barrier stalls that day at Caulfield where he was a late scratching and then again in the Maccabi Diva Stakes. But I get the impression he's going to be a horse that does things that the horses just shouldn't be doing, such as sitting four wide in mile Group 1 races and nearly winning them. It was a little bit more of an easier assignment there last Saturday. He still wants to pull a little bit in the run, and that's going to leave him vulnerable at the end of some of the bigger races. But hopefully, just being a work in progress, he got the job done there on Saturday and did what he had to do. And I think we're in need of a really good racehorse. And when that's the case, you tend to overrate horses. But I think he's a bit of a machine. I think he's a gun, and really looking forward to seeing his progress through the spring.
Who can challenge him in a Cox Plate?
Well, it depends what direction some of these horses are going to go in. I think you'll find a horse like Surprise Baby could probably give him a run for his money if he was to go in that direction. But I think by the sound of it, they've got one race in mind with Surprise Baby. Those horses that we saw over the weekend, I mean, Chris Waller's got Humidor going so very well, so I'm sure a horse like Humidor will run his absolute level best in a Cox Plate like he did against Winx a few years ago. They've got him going really well, but I think you're right. I think a horse like Russian Camelot has the Cox Plate at his mercy. The one thing is getting around Moonee Valley, but by all reports, he's been to Moonee Valley and has got round it fine. And as we've mentioned previously, the thing about the Cox Plate is it's run at Moonee Valley, and all the good horses seem to get around there. So I can't wait to see him in the great race.
And would you be in his camp in a Melbourne Cup?
Well, I think that the Melbourne Cup's fascinating now with horses like Surprise Baby, Russian Camelot, and the other horse that interests me is Tiger Moth. This horse is getting a lot of raps from the UK, from the people that I've spoken to so far. That are experts in the United Kingdom, they're saying the Tiger Moth is the best that they've got from the group that are coming. So I think between the three of those, they've got the race at their mercy. He's going to have to be a chance, isn't he? But we'll see. The Melbourne Cup comes after the Cox Plate. I'd prefer to see him in a Cox Plate and then answer that question later.
The Underwood's been a traditionally great race for those moving forward into the spring carnival, and you've picked a call of the week this week which focuses on the Underwood, and you couldn't have got a better form line that spring carnival and a more exciting I suppose entree to a horse that became one of the icons of Australia and New Zealand.
Yes, well, this was brought to my attention last week. The Underwood's been a fantastic race over the years, and what a great renewal we had this year as well with Russian Camelot. But I loved the fact that when I was a young guy wanting to get involved in racing, what really inspired me to call races was the fact that you'd be at the races and the caller over the public address system would say something and the crowd would react. In my age time, it was, of course, Greg Miles who called over the PA at Flemington. And when he said something at about the 600 metres, that the punters would react around it. I thought, what an important job. What a great job that would be to, you know, to have that at your disposal and use the public address, you know. And Bill Collins was the absolute master at it. And have elicited in this call the Underwood. Of course, Bone Crusher goes on to win the Underwood in grand style. And then it was preceding that famous race, the Cox Plate of 1986, probably the best race ever run in Australia without Waverley Star. But just have a listen to when Bill unleashes, when Bone Crusher unleashes, and have a listen to the crowd reaction. This is something else.
Summer Samara, Tristark, and then Black Knight to the outside, out Talak badly blocked for room. Bone Crusher's dashed away, three in front into the straight. The Filbert second from At Talak running on Always Summer. Further back, Tristark struggling with Our Sophia. At the 200, At Talak out after Bone Crusher, taking it back at every stride. Bone Crusher the leader, At Talak challenging the inside, but Bone Crusher will win. He's hanging on and he comes away again to win a length to At Talak.
Gee, how good is that? There were waves when he first let go at the 300 and then went out to that came again. Jeez, crowds at the racecourses, Matty. That's
it's a little bit cruel, isn't it? But yeah, what a magnificent piece of audio, and that was just Bill at his absolute zenith with Bone Crusher, and yeah, had to play that one on the you know, on the back of the Underwood there on the weekend. It was a little bit different when Russian Camelot hit the front there on Saturday. It was complete silence and just the tinny sound of the audio. But yeah, it's just what we're left with at the moment.
Well, you have been behind the microphone for a number of great moments where you've got the crowd standing on their feet, even in a relatively short broadcasting career. And I've pulled one out myself of you for this week in the build-up to the Turnbull. And I remember sitting in the grandstand at Flemington. Winks, I'm not sure what number of consecutive wins it was, but she was heading towards her fourth Cox Plate, and she was unbackable. I think she was around about $1.06 in the Turnbull, yet things didn't pan out well from the start. And have a listen to Matt Hill's call of the finale of the Turnbull in 2018.
There's a gap for Winks. She's going to have to explode. Trevor Bulls at the 200. Kingsville Dream back to the inside. Winks down the middle. Kingsville Dream at the 100. It's getting desperate. Now Winks is storming home. Winks over the top. Oh, she's too good. The car beater. Winks has won it by a length. Second young star. Photo third. Kingsville Dream will
win. Now, you captured that moment absolutely perfectly. What was calling that race like when you, probably like everyone watching, was thinking in the back of your mind, she's going to get beaten here?
Yes, well, it seemed to happen in slow motion because in your mind, you're thinking, well, she won't get beaten. She's the star. She's going to win. I mean, every race, it was a bit like the Black Caviar era. Every time Winks ran, it was almost a celebration, not a race. So it was almost like we knew what the end was going to be, or we felt we knew what the end was going to be, but it was, when's this going to happen? And she was sitting, you know, third last there, dodging, weaving, zigging and zagging. And I'm thinking to myself, gee, this is taking a while. What on earth? It seemed to happen in slow motion. And all of a sudden I was thinking to myself, this could be disastrous. And then all of a sudden, of course, she just burst through and right on the line. She wins that comfortably. She won it by a length, you know, and it was, she went from being desperately beaten to winning easily. That's the sort of horse she was. So it was an incredible, incredible race to call, but it just seemed to me very weird at the time, where she was and the position she was in, but how good she was. She did it so many times. I mean, I was lucky to call her probably four times in Melbourne, but Darren Flindell had the privilege of seeing her in trouble a few more times in Sydney and getting herself out of it. So that was the type of horse she was. But that was one of the magic Turnbulls. And, of course, the year before, she absolutely romped in a small field, and that was a completely different story. So last year we had the great story of Kingsville Dream coming back from almost life-threatening injuries the year before in the Cox Plate, taken you know, off the racecourse in a horse ambulance, and probably we thought might never race again, and comes out and wins the Turnbull. So it's a magic race in its own right. And some of the greats have won the Turnbull and gone on to bigger and better things in the spring. So looking forward to a classic day again on Saturday.
Have you looked ahead to Saturday, the nominations? Have you got an early thought in the Turnbull? Are you in a very elegant camp who comes down here? It's going to be interesting because we've got 27 degrees on the Friday, 28 on Saturday, very elegant on a firm deck. She likes to get the sting out of the ground. She's a 350 favourite, and then we've got Surprise Baby, Master of Wine, King of Leagrants.
Yeah, it's a good race, isn't it? Well, as I've said all along, I'm in Surprise Baby's camp for the Melbourne Cup, so I'm fascinated to see what he produces over the weekend. Master of Wine, I haven't seen that often in the flesh, so looking forward to seeing him as well. And, you know, King of Leagrants has been a slow burn as far as the getting to this sort of level is concerned, but we know he's certainly capable of it and could be the real fly in the ointment. So, yeah, another terrific race. I thought it might have been knocked about a little bit with Russian Camelot sort of heading in a different direction, but it's building up really, really nicely.
I've got an SMS here as we leave your segment today. Did you hear Darren Flindell's call of the first up in Sydney when Exemplar failed and subsequently pulled up a little bit lame, and he exclaimed, "And another Victorian stay has come up and failed in Sydney." A little bit of the argy-bargy between New South Wales and Victoria. And I work with Darren. He's a good man. So SMS here is saying that maybe Matt Hill might put a little bit in if a Sydney sider comes down here and fails in one of our races.
Isn't it remarkable that... And I echo that, Darren's a terrific bloke and have numerous social occasions with him, so I'll have to get into him for that. But look, isn't it amazing? We don't live that far from Sydney. It's like we're in different countries sometimes, the rivalry. But it is healthy, isn't it? Which is great. And I know there was a bit of argy-bargy about the jockeys now able to come through the Melbourne Spring Racing Carnival as well. Look, it's all good. It's all healthy stuff, and that's what makes sport sport.
It certainly is, Matty. We enjoy your segment every Tuesday. Looking
forward. But having said that, we don't like the Sydney siders. Let's be honest.
No, there's no need to be polite.
Right.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to you giving them a nice slap on Saturday when one of them runs poorly, Matty.
I'll have to throw one in subtly.
Exactly. Hey, good calling on the weekend. We'll look forward to chatting next week.
Terrific. Thanks, Vic.